Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We go over and talk to Erica, who is on the phone. Erica, Maryland. Good morning. What's going on?
I have been listening to you guys for a while, and a while ago you guys had a little like question in one of your bits about how you put your socks and shoes on. And like most people, you put your socks on both feet and then you put your shoes on each foot. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Lunchbox was different and he put sock, shoe, and then sock, shoe. And I remember thinking, that is so weird. Nobody does that. Well, I guess now I'm the weird person because my child now wears socks and shoes now that she's old enough. And I put her sock, shoe on and then I switch her foot and I put her sock, shoe on. And I was like, oh man. I can't call Lunchbox crazy because then I'm calling myself crazy.
Well, if you don't do it to yourself.
Yeah, it's different.
And then secondly, if you're putting it on somebody else, I do think it's different because yep. You're going to do them both while you're there. But think about this. Lunchbox does go sock, shoe, on his own. What if you get sock, shoe on and then all of a sudden they're like, we got to clear the place. And you just run out. You're one size taller than the other. At least if you do it the other way, you got a better chance to be able to be fleet of foot, you know?
Well, at least you have one shoe on. Would you rather have no shoes on when the fire's going?
I'd rather have two socks on.
No, because then you're catching on fire.
Foot. No.
No way.
Erica, you're not crazy. If I'm putting it on a child, I'm probably going to do sock, shoe. And then I'm going to hope that child doesn't turn into a psycho killer. And yeah. I would know they were a psycho killer if they still went sock, shoe on their own.
Every time you're doing it, tell your child, I'm only doing it this way for you. When you grow up, you go sock, shoe.
Exactly.
Erica, thank you.
I called. Now you guys make me feel better. Well, I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy. Mm-mm. And thank you for listening. And I hope you have an awesome day.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. All right. Let's go around the room. Everybody's got a little something here. His kids, some of them are older, but they still call him daddy. He's my best friend. And this week he is my caddy because we're in Northern California.
Let's go.
Here is producer Eddie, everybody.
Let me run this by you guys. See if it's okay. I was at the grocery store checking out, and the bagger lady, the lady that's putting stuff in the bag, she's talking about how she loves Jimmy Allen. She's such a Jimmy Allen fan. And oh my gosh, his new song's so good. And
just randomly?
She's talking to the cashier, like they're having a conversation. Okay. And I'm just standing there as they're checking out my groceries, and I'm thinking, I have Jimmy's number. Like, I coach his sons, but you know, he's in our basketball team. Like, he's on our basketball team. Like, I wonder how cool it would be if I just FaceTime Jimmy. And be like, hey, talk to this lady real quick. Like, would that be cool or is that annoying for Jimmy?
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. I thought about it.
I mean, this is the guy who did you call when their song was
Gavin
playing in a
DeGraw.
Bar?
Gavin DeGraw.
They texted him, though.
Whatever.
That's different than a FaceTime.
But it would make this lady's
I know,
like,
I hear you.
Year.
I wouldn't have done it because you're not super close.
That's true. We're not super, super close.
But you do know him. We all know him.
Yeah.
His son's on your basketball team. He helps you coach sometimes.
He's my boy.
Yeah, I think you're not quite to that level.
Damn. Like you, no problem.
I probably wouldn't do Jimmy. Jimmy and I are cool. We have some stuff coming out together soon.
No, I mean, I think he was saying you.
Like, I could FaceTime you. I've done that before.
Nobody cares.
No, I've done that before. Like, we're like, hey, somebody really wants to talk to you.
It's like your sister. She's like, you owe me $12 and we're 25.
That's true.
So it's a bit different there. Yeah, I think that's a no. I've done that before to Brett Eldridge, where I was in his show, and some girl comes up to me, two girls are like, we're from Iowa, we're huge fans of you. And I was like, oh, thanks. I said, so you're here at the Brett show? They're like, we've been to like 27 shows. We like him better than you, something like that. And I'm like, yeah, duh. And so I just FaceTime him real quick because he was in the back. And I was like, hey, man. And they're like, oh, my God. And the problem is they messaged me later and they were like, on Instagram, they're like, can you take us back to meet him in real life?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, never good
enough. But Brett's my best friend, so I didn't really mind doing that because even if you got annoyed, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's what you do to your friends. You annoy them.
I wasn't really thinking about Jimmy in the situation. I was like, how cool
would this look? He answers on the
toilet. Yeah. And Eddie's immediately blocked.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, you did the right move. Okay. But that was nice to think about.
Man, I thought that would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You just have to have that relationship.
I know. I'm working on that.
All right. Let's go over to Lunchbox. He rides his bike to work so he can save on gas. He also was voted the biggest clown of his class. Here he is, Lunchbox.
So a couple months ago, I went to a restaurant to pick up some food, and it said closed, I believe, at 9 p.m., and I got there before 9 p.m., and guess what? It was closed.
Remember him coming in?
Yeah. I brought the audio.
Oh, the old audio.
Yeah, I got the audio.
Let me see. Oh, I can't get any food. How do you guys do this? You say you're open till 9 o'clock. You say you're open till 9. It's not 9. It is not 9. It is 8:43 freaking p.m. What the crap? Like,
a valid point. I would expect it. I probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't make that scene?
I was yelling. You can see the employees in there.
I wouldn't do that.
So
but you can see them in there looking at their phones.
I don't know what's happened, though. Like, maybe, I don't know. But regardless.
Yeah, but guess what? You know what Bobby always says? Karma wins in the end.
I don't say that. I literally don't. I'm not a big karma guy.
Well, karma wins in the end, guys, because I drove by the restaurant yesterday. Guess what?
Stop it.
Out of business.
You're happy.
Bye-bye.
You're happy
gone. See you later.
You're happy the business
it is
failed?
Gone. No. Nothing there. No sign, no furniture. It's an empty space in the shopping center. So when you close early, that's what you get. Karma got you, fools.
Dang.
Wow. Huh.
I feel like now you being excited about their misfortune is bad karma back on you.
That's true.
No, it's not.
Do you believe in karma?
It's not bad karma.
Do you believe in karma? You're celebrating someone else's loss.
How do you know that my...
How do you know that somebody didn't die that night and they had to close? Or how do you know they didn't
Because
run out
they
of
were
money?
All just standing around chatting and looking at their phones. They weren't looking like sad and crying.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that happened at the restaurant. But
why are you sorry? They don't. If they would stay open their normal hours, maybe they'd get more business. They'd be able to stay open. But instead,
he's
they
still fired up.
They close their doors,
so
and guess what?
Get your penne penne papa.
Penne tempe tacos.
Next, she has a career in radio and is a mom too. But last year, one of her favorite highlights was making her acting debut. That's Amy, everybody.
Okay, so the future is cool, but also the future is hard because things like touchless elevators now exist. So you don't have to, like, actually touch any buttons.
Is that because of COVID, or were they already doing that?
I think they were already doing that.
Don't
That's
know.
Pretty cool.
It's awesome.
Right? Except for, I don't know what's wrong with my hands, but I couldn't get my fingers to just pick the one button I
so
needed
you would,
on the
you would
floor.
Hover, you'd,
and it well, I was trying to be specific, but then it kept picking all these other buttons, and I'm like, these are not the floor that I don't want to go to. And then this guy was on the elevator with us. I was with my son. He had a doctor's appointment. And the guy goes like, you know they're touchless, but you can also just touch them.
Oh, they're not only touchless.
So then I hit the floor only I wanted to go to, and I was like, thank you very much, sir.
I can't make fun of you because I'd have probably done the same thing. I'm like, dang, I angle my hand differently.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's a big movies at home guy, and during the holidays, he'll kill a pie. Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I do want to say something. We get so many messages, and this segment is at the front of our podcast, which I hope you listen to after the show's over, Bobby Bones, Bobby Bones Show. Search for it. We can't put live performances on this because if we do, we'll get sued. We would love to. We'd love to. If an artist comes in and plays, we would love to put it on. But we can't because we will get sued because of music rights. It's not our pick. I would even do it and let the company get sued and be like, your problem. But they will hold that against me.
Yeah, they don't like that.
So that's why. You can stop yelling at me because we can't put a performance on. I swear to you, I would love to. It's one of our, but we do put them on YouTube. You can see them. If you're like, I really would like to see that performance, because this week we have a lot of great performances. Our Bobby Bones Show YouTube has every performance because YouTube has paid for the music rights. Morgan?
Well, it's that YouTube basically allows the songwriters to claim a right to it, so the songwriters get paid when we put it up.
And so since we're not using studio,
it's complicated.
I want to sue us too. Okay, so YouTube, you can watch the performances. Bobby Bones Show YouTube. You can't listen on the podcast. But we do put everything up on the podcast from the show, and I hope you check it out and you follow. But that's what's up. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones, my fiance and his friends just went on a bachelor trip. While there, one of the guys ended up hooking up with a girl. Kicker, he has a girlfriend. They've been together for a while, and this guy has even told us he wants to propose. Well, they're supposed to stay with us while they come down for our wedding. How am I supposed to go about my business? Stay in my yard, stir my own chili, while they're here and in my house. Is that something the girlfriend needs to know? Thanks so much. Signed, Disappointed Bride. It does get a little trickier that they're staying with them, but still, unless she's a close friend of yours, it's chilly. You probably shouldn't go wading your feet in.
That's right.
If it's your friend, you tell her. If he is your close friend, you tell him you know and that you're going to be watching and you can't do that crap. But it doesn't sound like he is her close friend or she even knows the girlfriend that well. So there's a bowl of chili. You see the chili. You do see it. It smells good. And sometimes you want to get a little taste. Mm-hmm. But that ain't yours. It's like food in the fridge with a different name on it. You know, but you don't eat it. You can't eat it. It ain't yours. So you don't say anything. You can say something to your fiance.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously his close friend.
Yeah, they're friends.
But you can go, hey, I don't want you hanging out with people if they're going to keep making decisions like this. Like, it really hurt. You don't have to say don't hang out with him anymore. But you can say, it really hurts me that you were with a situation. And did you know? Why didn't you stop it?
Yeah.
It's not his responsibility.
It's not his responsibility.
But he's a friend, though.
But yeah, but the fiance or wife, whatever, she's fiance, going to be wife, going to him and saying, why didn't you stop it? No. He's an adult man.
That's not the question. She can have the conversation. Let's say we go on my bachelor trip and Raymundo decides to hook up with some girl. We went to Fayetteville, did a whole deal, basketball, football, went to ball, everything. And this didn't happen at all, 0%. That's why I say Ray, because it didn't happen.
Ray's like, thank you.
Ray's turning white.
Well, if Ray had done something, I think Caitlin would wring my neck and go, why didn't you stop him from doing it? I think she would have every right.
But no, but you got to go and you tell Caitlin, I am not Ray's keeper.
And that's true.
I'm not responsible for what he does. He makes his own decisions.
That's
like, you
true.
Can't
but if I'm with
someone.
Them, I could be like, yo, bro, you've had too much to drink. You just come back.
And that's friendship.
That's friendship, yes.
Well, you can say that, and then maybe the guy said that, and he's like, no, dude, I'm good.
But we don't know. We're assigning stories to stories.
Here we go.
And Ray, it did not happen.
Thank you.
Well, and then also, back to the email, something that she said in there, too. Like, you also can set a boundary, and they don't have to stay at your house. Because
ooh, that's tough now, though,
well,
this late.
No. I don't mean you say anything or reason behind it, but it might be very awkward for her to, you know, be having coffee one morning with her and just be having to. And you can stay on your side of the street and don't do it, but you do can tell your person, like, is there anywhere else they could stay?
As bros, I would never do that. You can't do that. They've already planned to come for the wedding. That's money.
And maybe on the bachelor party, she gave him permission to do whatever. So you don't need to get in that chili.
Stories.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like Bobby said, it's not your chili, so don't stir it. Leave it alone.
Don't put a cracker in it. Don't stir it.
Yeah,
don't
put
sip
cheese.
On it.
Like,
yeah.
Don't do anything.
Don't add a baked potato to the side. Yeah. Just get away from the chili.
Tend your own chili.
That's right. Thank you. I know it stinks. I'm sorry that happened. It ain't your business.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Abby, what's happening at your house?
Okay, my neighbors are doing something that's driving me insane.
What?
So I keep my trash on the side of my house, and I live in like a, it's townhomes, so they're very close together, a ton of neighbors. And I was taking my trash to the street, and I look down, there are like 20, I'm not even kidding, 20 piles of dog poop. And it is like very large dog poop. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to step in it if I'm walking. And I'm just like, how do you let your dog out and not do anything about it?
Especially where people are obviously walking a whole lot.
Yes.
Not like in the woods.
Right.
Like in the woods of a park, right?
Uh-huh.
And also, it's got to be a big dog then.
Yes, it does.
Do you think you know the neighbor that's doing it?
So here's the thing. There's like three houses on the left of me that I don't see them that often. And I don't know who the dog belongs to. But I came out once and there was just a random dog in my yard. And I was like, oh no, are you lost? And then I heard a guy from his backyard be like, hey, you know, Sparky, come here.
Sparky.
I don't know. I just made that up. And so I think it is one of them.
So what do you want to do? What do you need to do?
That's what I'm debating, what I should do. Because I was really annoyed last night. And I went on my my table and I started writing notes. And I was like, I'm in this unit. And I was like, okay, I need to calm down. And I was just going to put it on all of their doors. But
how many doors would you put it on max? Because you think it could possibly be them.
I would say four. I think it's one of the four closest to me.
And what would you say in the note?
I was going to be like, I'm in number whatever. If you are letting your dog off the leash and pooping in my yard, could you either pick it up or keep your dog in your own yard? Thank you. If this doesn't concern you, sorry. Thank you.
Were you going to be that aggressive? At first, yes. It was pretty aggressive, but then it got a little nicer at the end.
Right. Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, you backed down a little bit. Yeah.
Well, it's not backing down. I think you should first fight with gentleness and mm-hmm. kindness. But yeah, I would be irritated too. Lunchbox, what would you do?
Look, I mean, dogs go poop. That's what happens.
Oh, you do nothing.
Yeah, I would do nothing. What? And giving them your unit number is just going to make people even more mad. And then they can
target
you.
That's a good point, though. Like, you could just do it in the middle of the night, cover your face, and we're all black. And go put it on the doors.
Yeah, and I just think right. I think you're overreacting.
Well, hold a crowbar while you do it.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
I think you're overreacting. Dog poop happens. It goes away. It's natural, and
it does not go away.
It doesn't really go away, mm-hmm. and it's not fertilized. But it's not the same thing. Eddie, what would you do?
Guys, we're in the age of cameras. It's time to get a camera and find out who's doing this, and then have that footage. Once you identify the person, boom! Here you are. You're doing it. Stop it right now.
Scuba, I wonder if we could get with one of those companies that do dog poop DNA.
Oh, yeah, figure out which dog it is.
And just have Abby grab some of the dog poop. We get it tested.
Guys, we know it's Sparky.
It is Sparky, sure, I think. That's what I'm not positive.
But
we don't have any of the DNA on hand, so we don't know which dog.
No, but it tells you what kind of dog it is.
Yeah, you can figure it out from that. Yeah.
It does? Oh, it tells you the breed?
I think
you guys are attacking
the dog. Okay, because I was like, well, how is she going
to
collect
it? I think it's the hair. You have to get the dog's hair.
Oh. No, that's not true.
Okay.
Because they do dog poop DNA tests.
Okay, well, then grab it and let's do it.
I have plenty to choose from, so I can do that. But
Amy, what would you do?
I would try to approach it in a kind way, so that way I'm not like Lunchbox. Like, I feel like if you were to approach Lunchbox with this, he comes back with more. Like, I don't want to create ask.
He starts feeding him fiber bars. Oh, the dog.
Right. Yes. Like, I don't want anybody to come back with a vengeance. So somehow I need to do it. Find a kind way.
Would you write the note?
Get it done. I could see myself writing a note, but I would stay anonymous. Definitely would not put my unit number at all whatsoever.
And put one on your own door. Don't be the only one that doesn't have one. You got to put one on your own door,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So it's like if you were going to rob a place, mm-hmm, but
so
you
smart.
Were inside, you also got to shoot yourself in the shoulder.
Or since that's the dumping spot, can you just leave a note there?
That's what I thought.
On
I
the
was
ground?
Gonna,
or like...
It can blow away.
But it's no, you glue it to a stake and you stick
it
in
goodness.
There.
Oh my goodness. You guys are out of control. It's dog poop.
So
let
here's the situation about these dog DNA tests.
Okay.
How they do them, if it's like a HOA, all the dogs have to register and get swabbed, and then they go pick it up and they know which dog's right. poop it is. So you can't just get poop and it takes you to Sparky.
Unless you go
so
door
you
to
secretly
door and
swab all the dogs. Oh, look, can I pet him? You pull a Q-tip out, you hit him with that swab.
Uh-huh. That's the thing I never see. They don't let the dog. They don't take the dog for a walk. So he only go. They only let him out in the backyard. They let him wander around, poop in my yard, and then he goes back in.
I would put the notes on the doors.
Oh, you would.
I would be very kind. I would say, hey, there seems to have been an issue of dogs pooping. Could you please make sure you pick it up? Thank you, and put one on your own door.
And you can sign it like property manager.
Well, you can't lie.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. Well, she is the property manager of her property.
That's true.
Ooh.
But I think I would do notes, unless there's like a Facebook group or email address.
There is a Facebook group.
Or you can sign it. You can sign it police department.
No, that's really lying.
I like that.
Yeah.
Might as well go FBI.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the note, but I would do it when you think they're not going to see it. And I would put one on your door too.
Oh, I hope they have a doorbell.
Or Abby,
camera.
This is what I would do. If it's me, I'm going second level.
Mm-hmm.
You get one of your friends to do it. They won't recognize at all. And like you see them here at work or whatever, and you give them the notes. They drive over, they put them on the doors, and they leave, and they're never seen again, and it's also not you.
Yeah.
Ooh,
smart.
Okay. I like that.
And
I
then
do.
Keep a gun.
Always.
This is fun.
I'm ready.
All right, Abby, let us know, okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
That is awful. They shouldn't do that, especially there in a walking area. Yes.
That's what I thought.
All right. Thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Jennifer Severs, she lives in Kansas City, and she's been a season ticket holder for 10 years of the Kansas City Chiefs. So a few weeks ago, she's at the Chiefs-Jaguars game. The Chiefs score. She gets excited, knocks her glasses off. They fall underneath her seat. She's like, oh my gosh, where are my glasses? She's looking for her glasses, and she sees a cat. Like
a cat?
A kitten. Like a stray kitten that's underneath her seat during the game. She's like, what is this?
Okay.
Well, lucky for her, she's a veterinarian. So she's like, this is crazy. This is fate. And here she is talking about what happened.
I lift up my coat that had been on top of my bag, and I just see these terrified orange eyes staring back at me. My husband took off his scarf and we took off our gloves and kind of put it in there so she'd be comfortable and warm.
So like I said, she's a veterinarian, so she took it home for a couple days, and then Monday morning, she went to work, and they made sure the cat's okay.
Can we guess the name before you get to it, though?
Yes, go ahead.
Because it's got to be something Chiefs-related. I'd probably call it, like, Pat the Cat, like Patrick, Pat the Cat, because it rhymes.
Yeah.
Like, this is Pat the Cat. Andy Reid's the coach, Patrick
Mahomes.
Or just, like, Chief.
Oh, Chief.
Chief is good.
Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Kansas.
Or
Casey.
Are we close at all?
You were close for a minute.
Patrick?
Nope.
Patrick the Catrick?
Nope. Oh. Go with
coach.
The coach.
Oh, Andy Reid? And Reid.
And when the cat's kind of like a sandy color, so they went with Sandy Reid.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got Sandy Reid, but that's good.
Sandy Reid after the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.
And it's their cat now?
Well, no. So they gave it to an animal shelter, and it's up for adoption. So people can adopt it if they want.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, people know about it too, so it'll get adopted for sure. Sandy Reid, that's good. All right, there you go. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for the hardest game that we play. Never gonna get it.
You're never gonna get it. Never ever gonna get it.
on the phone. Brittany in Pennsylvania, who's on the phone. Well, well, well. Brittany, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're going to give you a chance here to win a $50 gift card to Sonic, and all you have to do is get it or have somebody on the show get it as we play Never Gonna Get It. Let's go. Now, Brittany, I'm going to give you the question, and you can answer it first, and you don't have to get it right to keep going, but just throw an answer out there. 25% of Americans say they do this purposeful, normal thing. It's a healthy thing, at least once a week. 25% of Americans say they purposefully do this very normal, very healthy thing at least once a week. What is it? Brenda, you get to go first. Go ahead.
I want to say workout.
Okay, workout. It's a good answer.
That's too obvious.
And you guys have workout?
No.
No.
Okay. Workout is a great answer, but it's not the right answer here. 25% of Americans say they purposefully do this normal, healthy thing at least once a week. Now, let's hear from the show on how confident they are. Amy?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Oh, great. Solid, solid answer.
Eddie?
No, not very confident at all.
Really?
Mm-mm. I'm going to guess. I have a guess, but I'm not very confident.
Morgan?
I feel really good.
Okay. Lunchbox and Morgan both feel really good. Amy feels pretty good, and Eddie yeah. just wants to go home.
Not good at all.
Okay, Brittany, so you get to pick one of them now to represent you. Who would you like it to be?
I'm going to go with Morgan.
Okay. Amy, what'd you have?
Eat a salad.
Lunchbox?
Lost teeth.
Eddie?
Ride a bike.
Morgan, you are the one that said you were very confident, and she picked you. What is your answer?
I know. I have Amy's as well. I have eat a salad.
Okay. Purposefully eat a salad.
Yeah, not a lot like of people choose
you're like, okay,
to.
I should get some greens.
But then you don't understand that salad dressing is not as healthy as you think. That's the problem.
But vinaigrette, though.
Yeah, or lemon.
We are not talking about that. Whatever.
I mean, if you're dumping a whole bottle of ranch.
Hey, don't argue for them. I know the answer.
That's they're incorrect. Morgan,
thank
you're
you.
Wrong.
Dang.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
High five, Eddie.
Ride a bike.
Told
let's
you
go.
You two goobers are wrong, too.
Wait, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Hold on. So you all are back in the game here. So because she has one more shot. Brittany, I'm going to let them write one more answer down. And you can pick. And if you say yes, if any of them get it, you win. If you say no, you want none of them to get it, okay?
Can you say the question one more time?
25% of Americans say they purposefully do this normal, healthy thing at least once a week.
Got it.
What is it? And you're all playing basically as a team, but you're not working together right now.
Oh. Okay.
I got it.
Amy, it's early in the morning. That wouldn't be the answer.
Amy, I had that earlier.
You
but
did?
I don't have anything about what you're talking about.
Hey, Brittany, do you think one of them will get it? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, she said no.
Okay.
So if any of you get it, she's a loser.
Yeah. You're a loser, baby. So why don't you kill?
No, don't do that.
Amy, what do you have?
Have a date night.
That's lunchbox.
It's not healthy. Hey, guys, I'm the king of this. Take a nap.
25% of Americans say they purposefully do this normal, healthy thing at least once a week.
Mm. Boom!
Eddie?
Let's get out of the house and take a walk.
Morgan?
No screen time. Like, they purposely set away their phone.
Okay, Morgan and Amy, you're both wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, here we are again.
Let's go!
Lunchbox, your answer was?
Take a nap. Take a nap!
Eddie, your answer was?
Go for a walk.
Okay, now Brittany. If you want to change it,
you
do you think that they got it, I'll let you switch, or you can stay with no. Because you have take a nap and
go for a walk.
Take a walk.
Well, take a walk falls under the going, you know, working out type thing.
No.
So,
no, not really. No. You could clear your head, take a walk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Activity.
No, not really.
Okay, so clear your head and take a walk.
Yeah, you got to say clear your head and work out.
No, I'm still going to say no.
Oh, you're not going to go with nap? Are you nuts?
Eddie.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
wrong.
Oh! Oh!
Give him one more chance to change.
It can't
and she wants
nap.
To go to Sonic. She wants to go to Sonic. Guys, you guys have been hating on my naps. 25% of America agrees with me.
Brittany, you sure you want to stay with Lunchbox did not get it?
I absolutely do want to stay with he did not get it.
I love her confidence.
Oh, my goodness. What is her name?
Brittany.
Brittany. Oh, bad. Boo-boo, Brittany. You're going to be boo-hooing all the way home. And I'll be eating Sonic.
Lunchbox.
Yeah!
Take a nap is the wrong answer.
Yeah!
Oh.
Brittany is our winner!
Wow.
Woo!
Good
for her.
So what in the world is it?
Cry. 25% of Americans.
Dang it, Amy. That should be right up your alley.
Amy, you do that?
No, I was thinking just once. Like,
five times a week?
Well,
25% of Americans say they purposefully do this normal healthy thing at least once a week. It is cry.
Crying is healthy, huh?
And Brittany is our winner. One more time. Nice job, Brittany. Good job at having no faith in these suckers. Brittany, stay on the phone. We'll get you your prize. All right, thank you. That is Never Gonna Get It.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
Charles Kelly from Lady A. He's born in Augusta, Georgia, 1981. One of the lead singers of the group. Now, Lady A, as you know, has a bunch of number ones. They have 11, as a matter of fact. But just in case you need to know, here is Downtown.
And I don't know why it all takes me downtown.
But all their number ones is nothing if you don't add in all the number ones he's written for other artists. For example, Luke Bryan, Do I.
Do I turn you on it?
Or Darius, Homegrown Honey.
Your little homegrown honey.
Or Brett Young, Here Tonight.
We can just stay here in this.
He's like 6'7". Again, from Lady A, let's welcome in Charles Kelly.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Charles Kelly.
Charles, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man.
You know, it's kind of a, I won't say weird, but you know, you wrote this song and it's very serious, like meaningful song, but also like I like you as a friend and you're funny. And it's like, well, we're going to get into a couple things here, but you know, it's like, what do we do here?
Am I going to be this? Am I going to have my word vomit like usually?
Well, how do you, okay, how do you feel? Just generally, how do you feel today as compared to yesterday, as compared to a year ago?
Yeah. I mean, it's a journey. I mean, I think with anything, I mean, it was, you know, I think it was obvious to a lot of people. I mean, it was time, you know, it wasn't fun anymore for me. I think the last 3 years, it just had gotten to this point where it had escalated and it was, you know, I had to do it. Like, it wasn't even like I, you know, like I was getting any joy out of it. It just became a crutch, you know? So, I mean, everything has gotten infinitely better. I mean, do I not like to go to a cocktail party? That's really awkward for me. You know, if I'm going to be around drinking, I need to have like something I'm doing, whether it's a dinner or like golf. You know, I can have buddies around me drinking, but at least for now, you know, I'm a little over 6 months in, but just waking up, enjoying the mornings, I feel like I get to say I'm a sober dad now. You know, I'm way more present for him.
You feel healthy body-wise?
Yeah, yeah. I've lost about 15 pounds and working out every day. And
where did that come from, the 15 pounds? Was it just not drinking or are you shifting?
Yeah. Both. I mean, I think you go through a whole new mindset. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about the other day, like, I knew it. I knew something was going to have to happen, you know, and I was just like waiting. And luckily, you know, I didn't lose it all, but I almost did. I mean, my marriage was kind of really, really shaky. The band definitely was concerned. And I was like, something's going to happen. What is going to happen? Am I going to get pulled over? Am I going to do something awful? And it just eventually was like, why am I waiting for some giant disaster, you know? So, but it's been unbelievable, man. I mean, my wife and I's relationship has turned around 180. I mean, I think she was always concerned for me, you know, and you would say some of the worst things to the one that loves you the most, you know? And I think just for that, you know, that was my first goal with doing this was like, I need to save my marriage and be there for my boy. And then it was like, okay, now what's the next challenge? How do my bandmates trust me again moving forward?
And yeah, that took some with time. A lot of people. And I've dealt with
a lot of people.
Addiction and, you know, alcoholism to a different level, but it has run rampant through my family and killed people. And so from a different perspective, we're looking at the same like Genesis and, and actions, but from different places. And with my mom, she tried, but I didn't feel like she was ever fully committed herself. I think she was trying for other people.
Yeah.
And there's a difference when you try for other people, I'll speak for her, to give up a little quicker because she wasn't doing it for herself ever.
That's such a, in the beginning, it's funny you said that. It wasn't until, you know, I won't go into the details of the work I've been doing, but it's a lot of work. And I think that was something that it took me a few months after, you know, putting the bottle down to actually be like, I've got to do this for me. Like in the beginning, it totally was, I'm trying to save my marriage. I'm trying to save my band and in my career, you know, and then all of a sudden it was like, I got to do this for me. And I started feeling better, started, you know, getting my confidence back. I started feeling more purpose. I think that's what, like where this song kind of came from. I was like, you know, I want this to mean something. I want this journey to have meant something, you know, and something good can come out of it. But, it's weird, man. I feel like I had a great run, 25 years. I'd say the first 20 years of it, you know, it's kind of like what the song says. It was like, you're a part of my story. It was like, you took me places. I mean, I don't know if I would have ever moved to Nashville if I didn't have some drunken night the night before and was so miserable. And I was like, got up and it's like, I'm going, you know? And I'm not saying that's a, you know, I'm not trying to justify it, but it was like so many little moments, you know. I mean, when I first met my wife, I had a little liquid courage. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, drinking. I just am the type of guy that I'm going to take it to the next level. I mean, I remember going to dinners with Dave and he'd be like, just one glass of wine. I was like, you literally can just have one glass
of
wine.
Like, how do you do that? That's like, how I feel
how
too.
Do you
like,
do
how
that?
Do you do anything?
Like, once one, I'm going. Mm-hmm. And so it was just obvious. I mean, all the signs were there and, it is. It's an interesting journey, and I think I was blown away at like how many people, you know, could relate that weren't even addicts themselves, you know, or alcoholics. It's just the family. It touches everybody, family members and all this stuff. And, you know, that was kind of, too, what I keep telling myself with this song. It's like, I don't know what journey it's going to take, but all I know is if it feels authentic and it feels true and already feels like it's, you know, it's spoken to people and, I mean, gosh, that's what we got into this for, was to, you know, have some songs like that and, you know, to write songs like that as writers. And, you know, the title actually came from, you know, I went somewhere and did some work on myself and had written that down. I was like, it was almost like a goodbye letter to alcohol. And I was like, goodbye whiskey, you know, go to hell. You took me as far as you could. And I was like, that's a good title. And so when we came in and started, you know, I was like, I want to write a really honest song. And It was a special moment, I think, for the three of us.
When you write that song, and again, you're writing it because it is so personal, are you going, we're going to write this because I just need to get this somehow encapsulated into music? Do you write this as in, I do want to share this, it's a Lady A song? Where did you plan, like, level two? You wrote it now.
Yeah, I honestly, we were just writing. I think we were just writing it, and, you know, and, I didn't know if it was going to be me, you know, a Lady A song. I mean, honestly, I think Dave and I both would agree. I mean, we were picturing it as a Lady A song. And Hillary just was like, Charles, this is your story. And she was like, I almost am afraid to throw harmonies on it and take away from the rawness and the authenticity, I think, of your journey. And, you know, because she had just an amazing Grammy-winning song, you know, her Christian song, Thy Will. And I was like, you know, maybe it's like that. Like, that was her story and so personal. And we can have, you know, be able to put some stuff out, but I think it all still goes towards that Lady A, the sound. I mean, we did it the other night. It was our first show back in Orlando, and it was just one of these special moments that we had, you know, to play that song. And so, you know, I'm hoping it can kind of live alongside just all our body of work. And, you know, we're working on some new music as a band as well. And just, I think just, you know, maybe this can all lead us into some more longevity is kind of where I look at it.
Well, Dave's here too, just in case you thought they didn't like each other. Like, it's Charles Kelly, it's Dave, and Jimmy Robbins in place of Hillary, which is not. I do like the fact that this it really is your story, and it needs to be told by you with the attention on you, so what you're saying can be heard and it not be watered or not be interpreted any way except by a singular voice, because it's such a singular journey for others, for yourself and others.
I think that's so true. And honestly, I applaud Hillary for kind of, you know, recognizing that, because we were, Dave and I both, you know, wouldn't lie, we were like, oh man, this is, I love this kind of sound and this message from us as a band. And, you know, I think it looking back now, I'm like, man, she was right, you know. And I got to applaud, like, Dave and Jimmy. I mean, when we wrote it, it just had this thing where, like, I was just kind of just throwing out some things. I said, yeah, I said, it's probably why I moved to Nashville. And Jimmy just goes, so I moved to Nashville, I almost left. And I was like, we were off to the races. Mm-hmm. And I know that I couldn't have gotten it out in such a poetic way, you know, even though it wasn't their journey, but Dave has gotten to see it, you know. And so, I mean, we were tearing up. It was it was a really therapeutic moment. And it's a journey, man. I mean, we still got a ways to go with the bands and you know, a lot of, you know, I've done a lot of repair, but it's kind of almost like a living repair. I'm going to, you know, really got to, because I've tried before, you know, and like you had said, trying to do it on your own or do it for somebody else, you're just white knuckling it. It's not going to work long term. It only takes one drink to get you right back where you were. And so, and it was, you know, it only had gotten worse.
Here is Charles Kelly with his song, As Far As You Could. Charles Kelly. Great. What's the goal with this song? Because you write it, then you record it, then you decide you're going to put it out. And
you know,
what's the goal? Because it's something bigger than just putting a song out, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, to reach people. I mean, it really, you know, it's been such an up and down journey. And, you know, as an artist, and things that work, things that don't work. And I have a big part of even this journey of the work I've been doing is just letting go and chasing the art and letting go. And, you know, putting my stock and my happiness in the process and not the outcome. I mean, I didn't even think it was going to be something to even considered putting it out as a single, but Scott Borchetta, you know, Big Machine, was just, he just really is passionate about it. Same thing with Ryan and Jimmy over at the label and my team. And they just were like, this is a powerful message. I don't know if anybody knows what it's going to do, but it already feels like it's, I mean, it's already, I got it out. I mean, even one of the reasons of getting it out, I couldn't hold it in anymore. And, you know, and we were in our last label meeting, it was like, oh, well, let's go in there and do this with Lady A. And everybody's like, Hillary's like, let's step back. And Dave, like, you know, let's not get ahead of this. I was like, I got to get this out right now. And just, you know, I got to get it off my chest. And so I think that was the biggest thing, was just getting it out there and whatever journey it takes. I mean, it's already done so much for me and some of the stories I've heard. My wife, I think she probably gets more people reaching out to her, you know, other wives that are going through this. How do you deal with it? What's the best way? And it's given her so much purpose, and she's doing so much work around it that, again, it's like, it's just bringing us together in this whole different way. And I was like, even if that's the journey of the song, I don't know. I think I just want to let go of it and enjoy it, you know. And
well, I appreciate your vulnerability.
Thank you, man.
I mean, you can still sing.
That's pretty good.
You know.
And I didn't say one inappropriate thing on the show. That's, I really think that's the first time.
There's still a couple minutes left.
We still got Lunchbox, you know, in here.
Don't worry.
Dude, by still... the way, you're my favorite. I love all you, but he makes me laugh so much. I'll get on Instagram. When
Ray,
I
cut
need
the bit.
A...
Cut the bit, Ray.
When I need like a good laugh, it is just awesome. He reminds me, well, I feel like we would be best friends because we just don't really, we have no filter. My filter's a little bit less, but it's still there.
Jimmy, you know I'm a big fan of you two. Yeah. You've been on before with Maren, with, I mean, when Charles says something like you just said, you know, brought me to Nashville, and you're like, brought me to Nashville. Like, so if I were just to go, I ate some Fruit Loops this morning, how would you just throw that out there?
That's a good one. Man, I don't know. Maybe
about your kid.
I'm a lot like these Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a lot like
it's like, what would that melody be though? Like, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Ate some Fruit Loops this morning.
Yeah, there it is. See?
Nice.
But my spoon was dirty. Yes, it was. My wife told me to unload the dishwasher, but I never started it to begin with. Now I'm sick, 'cause I ate dirty Fruit Loops from a dirty, dirty spoon. And now I got E. coli. I might die real soon. Toucan Sam wants to kill me, 'cause he hates this song. And it all started 'cause I did my wife wrong. Oh, thank you very much, everybody. Yeah. We wrote that. I wrote it by myself. You guys get no credit. Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you.
'Cause I did my wife wrong. I thought you were going to get back to something.
No, I wasn't. I wanted to go where I had no business going, which was just find a word that rhymed, boys. That was it.
That was great.
Look, Charles, I love it. I love what you're doing, what it's doing, and what's going to happen. You have no idea that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because all that has to be open for you to even pursue this, because you're going to get pulled and tugged, and it's going to be hard to sing it. It's going to be awesome to sing it. And sometimes you may be like, man, I'm over singing it. And sometimes you're like, I wish I could sing it more, but I just respect it.
Thank you, man.
Because it is so hard to just open up your rib cage and be vulnerable in sharing things that maybe you didn't do right.
Yeah.
That you can now do way right, and other people can hear the same. So that's a word vomit for me, but I respect it, and I'm super proud for you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. I really do.
Dave, Jimmy.
Yeah, man.
You guys are cool. Anyway.
Something I think would be cool to hear is from you, Dave, is what's the coolest thing that you've noticed in this season for Charles? Like, what's it done for you?
Yeah, gosh, he'll always be Charles, but he's just changed his demeanor and energy in such a positive, healthy way. He's taken all of that energy that he has, which is awesome, and put it into so much good. I mean, I'm just proud of him. I mean, to be honest, like, this is bigger than a song for me. I mean, I've been friends with him since we were 10, 11, 12. I mean, writing that day, we were all just kind of crying. I'm just proud of him. I mean, this is more than just a song out there. I mean, this is him making life changes that I'm so proud to stand by him in, and proud to stand alongside. I told him, I was like, I'll play this as much as you want. You know, it's your story and it's vulnerable. And I haven't found a circle of people that haven't been impacted in some way by this song, the stories that I've heard personally that, I mean, I know there's a great mission with this song, you know, wherever it lands. So I'm super proud of him. This is awesome.
If you need a mocktail sommelier, I'm your guy.
Yeah, there you go.
I do it for Jake constantly. I'm like, actually, you'll like a little citrus in this one, Jake. Nice. And get a salt. If you're going to get a mocktail margarita, be sure to get extra salt.
Yeah.
So hit me up. I'll lay it down. Charles Kelly, great. Love it. You guys are awesome. And by the way, check out Fruit Loop Spoon coming out featuring Lady A really soon. Yeah. I put it out and stream it. It's me featuring Lady A, and they have no idea. Now that would be awesome. All right. Thank you. Charles, good to see you, buddy.
Thank you,
all right, there, Charles Kelly, everybody. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This is Katie from Pennsylvania.
Which celebrity is always ready for cereal in the morning? Reese Witherspoon.
Love Reese it. With her spoon.
She's ready for
Reese
cereal.
Reese with her spoon.
Reese with her spoon.
That's great.
That's a good one. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Let's play What Does Your Wife Really Mean?
What? Oh, that's a risky game.
Oh, man.
I was ready to chant it back.
I'm not playing this game.
I'll tiptoe in. Go ahead.
Okay, I saw this funny meme about this, and it just made me think, yeah, sometimes wives just, if they say, hey, when you get a chance to do this, it means put your shoes on and go do it.
Yeah, with my wife, she asks, hey, would you like to go and get the groceries that are outside? And for me, that's go get the groceries outside. She asks a lot of questions to make it seem as if I have a choice.
Do you ever say, no, really don't?
I do, and sometimes, and I've tried to set the precedent where if you ask, you have to accept my answer. And I said, no, I don't. I'm not going to go get them. She said, okay. I need you to get the groceries.
Let me rephrase.
So she's doing that less and less of asking questions.
Got it.
Because we do another thing too, and it's both of us that do it, where someone will say, because we have like this tradition where on Sundays we order from this specific place and we'll do it Uber Eats or Postmates. And I'll be like, hey, do you want to go get the food? She'll be like, yeah. I know she doesn't, but she says, yeah. And so if one of us says yes or no to something, we hold them to it. I'm like, you said yes, so you have to go get it. So
hardcore.
We are trying. Yeah, Amy, the answer is she asks questions, but she means to go get it, yeah.
Right. So I went to the Gentleman's Journal and pulled a whole list of things.
I live in that journal.
Here's just some of what your wife is saying, but what she really means. How do you know her?
Oh, have you hooked up with her?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that really means, what is your entire past history with that woman? All the things?
Yeah, have you hooked
and
up with her? Yeah.
Should I be threatened? And am I prettier than her?
Dang.
No, well, you shouldn't be threatened, and duh, or I would have married her. That's what I say.
That's good.
But
that's
she doesn't ask that stuff. Mm-hmm. She doesn't say, should I be threatened? But if somebody, because I don't want it to be weird, so if there's somebody that I've went out with, and this hasn't happened in a long time, I'll be like, hey, just heads up, I went out with her.
Ooh, you get ahead of it.
I have to, or because if I'm behind it's way worse.
Yeah.
Because she will find out. And I'll go, I went out with her a couple times, but you know, she was crazy.
Oh, that's your go-to?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine. That most certainly means she's not fine. She's likely upset, angry, annoyed, or all of the above. And she's probably not going to tell you why. You got to figure it out yourself.
I think early on that was it. But again, we've started to take each other for each other's words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine. Okay, cool.
You said it.
I'm cleared for duty, so I'm going to go ahead and go play Madden. And then later, this doesn't happen. If she were like, you knew what I meant. She can't do that because we've made the decision that if we do say something like that, even trying to get the other person to go fishing, we can't use it later because we said it. So I'm fine means I'm freaking fine, you know? All right.
Then there's whatever. I'm over it. she's likely not over it at all. She would like for you to know that she's just going to wallow in it for a little bit and eventually it will pass.
That's me saying that, though.
She's that's you.
Way, yeah, she's
more mature.
Way more mature than I am. Me, I'm like, yeah, I'm over it. 3 days later. I'm huffing and puffing.
This one's funny to me because I feel like I do it. Sorry, what?
Well, it just depends on the tone.
Because
I'll do that, but I can't hear. But, excuse me, what?
Yeah.
That's like, you need to say that again and make sure that what you're saying is something you really want to say out loud.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, because likely we heard you loud and clear. We're just giving you a chance to change what you said.
Thank you.
Okay, apparently we should be cleaning our desks every single day, our workspace. A lot of times companies will have people that come in and vacuum or change the trash, but they're not cleaning your spaces and disinfecting them. And we touch so many things throughout the day that they're the dirtiest places and it's right where we're sitting. So this is just a note and encouragement from the Library of Science to clean your desk every single day. And I'm like, shoot, I don't wipe mine down every single day. So try that out. And then Shania Twain was asked by InStyle if she likes sharing her stories and work experiences with younger artists. And she said she loves it. It makes her feel auntie-ish, like a little aunt to them. And I love that she said this. It's like dying with a good recipe. That's a shame to not share it with everybody. And that's such a good comparison.
We worry about Eddie because he has a lot of recipes listeners sent him. And what if you die and don't give them to us?
No, those are literal recipes.
So you got to write them down. Yeah.
Listeners were sending Eddie tons of recipes for
no reason. Hundreds of them.
It's so weird. I thought he was going to die or something.
That's happening.
But don't die with those. You need to make sure to share them.
I will share them with everyone I know.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was a raccoon that was out for a stroll in Cochrane, Georgia, and comes up on the railroad tracks looking around. Ooh, man, nice day out here. Goes to leave. Oh, wait. Ah. Oh. He got frozen to the railroad track because it was 10 degrees.
Dang.
Oh. His fur stuck on the railroad track, and he couldn't get off.
Dang.
Well, luckily, a couple railroad workers were fixing the railroad a little ways away. They found the raccoon. They got some hot water, and they sat there for 5 minutes pouring water, getting the raccoon loose. And whoa, he ran away.
Bit him game rabies.
Oh, no.
I don't think that happened.
Oh. But the raccoon looked back before he went in the woods, gave him a nod, said, thanks, guys. See you later.
Oh, for sure.
And he gave him a nod, a human nod.
Yeah, like
human communication. Like, he's around a lot of humans and know what the nod means.
Do you think the raccoon knew how serious it was to get stuck to railroad tracks?
I think a raccoon probably goes, I can't move. My life is in danger. Time to move in an aggressive way until my life is not in danger.
Okay.
Yeah.
But has no clue that a big train could come and squash it. No.
Or another animal could come eat it.
I think he understands the concept of train travel.
Oh, okay.
he just can move and that would be scary.
But how crazy is that his got stuck on the railroad track.
Yeah, and walking up to a raccoon, you would go slow, and you would go, okay, is that raccoon? Because you don't want to get close to a raccoon.
Oh, they're so cute, though.
And then finally
dude.
You realize you almost got to pour hot water from a distance because you don't want it to
and you probably first
be so scared.
You probably poke it with a stick first.
Animals will only attack if they're hungry or threatened.
Yeah.
And that he could have felt, or it could have been both, actually. That's a great story. They did that. Love it. Love it when animals are saved. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.